Live from our KGGF studios, I'm Sam Speck, as we are joined in studio by the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce Director, Candy Westbrook. Candy, welcome back.
Good morning.
Always
Hi.
Good to see you. As last week, I was out, couldn't speak with you last week, but I know you guys had a big weekend, so tell me about that. You guys had your Mardi Gras event this last weekend.
So
how was it?
So many things this weekend, so yeah. Mardi Gras was a great success. Don't have the final numbers in, but it looks like we probably raised close to $20,000
help
out some projects here in Coffeyville. So always a good time and lots of fun. So
yeah, I heard there was a lot of great costumes, a lot of great masks and fun. And then
people get really creative. It always surprises me every time. It shouldn't, because I've been doing it for years, but they really put a lot of effort into it.
And that's when you know it's a good event, is when you are surprised year in, year out, because, again, it could be something that, oh, we got to do this again. But it's a surprise. It's a great weekend type thing to do. I know Matt visited there a little bit, Matt Jordan with us. He got that Ravens helmet. I know there's probably a whole bunch of stuff Coffeyville-wise that was purchased that night
good
as well.
Items, yeah. Very good ones.
Well, so very cool. And a lot blessed. Of, well, again, we'll get those final numbers, but a lot of money to hopefully help us out easier, right?
Yeah, that would help. That would help a lot. So
certainly.
And
well,
then Levi came and today and talked about just thanking everybody for the Farm and Home Show and just the good turnout and the businesses that were involved in that. So
yeah,
that went
really well. I was glad to at least make a day of that last week, and it was very successful. We had a good amount of vendors. The weather, unfortunately, it wasn't bad weather. It was just freezing. It was just cold,
freezing. Yeah.
Tough to get people out and motivated when it's that cold. So yeah, we had a good weekend. I'm glad you guys had a good Mardi Gras event this past weekend as well. But CNN this morning, where were you guys at?
We were at Bandits and Bling downtown Coffeyville.
Okay.
So it was great. And she has been there. Billy has runs it, and she's been there for 4 years. And it's, I think sometimes people forget what all is inside there. But along with antiques, they also have new and used boutique stuff. And they even have like exclusive brands. So for example, they've got something called Mixologic. I think I'm saying it right. But it's customized perfume that interacts with your body chemistry.
Oh.
So kind of something a little different. So
yeah, it's kind of interesting because everybody is, I mean, they it's as simple as it sounds. Everybody is wired differently. Everybody is different. So it's good to have something that kind of goes off of your preferential needs.
That's kind of neat. So, and they are doing monthly paint classes. So you can check that out on Facebook and just find out about all the different products they have, because they do have a ton of stuff there. So it was nice being able to stop in there and see everybody today.
Good.
We also had some big announcements today. Brian from Walmart, the manager at Walmart, was there today. And if you haven't been in there lately, they've been doing lots of remodeling. And almost done with that. But mark your calendars, because March 22nd is going to be their grand reopening at 7:30 in the morning. But they're going to be doing some activities all day Friday and Saturday, because, you know, some people work that time. So,
ooh, bless you.
I'm so sorry. But that is going to also be the kickoff for their online grocery and their pickup tower. Now, for those of you out there that are like, I've heard about this online, don't really know what it is, I'm a little scared and leery about it, it's actually pretty neat. You can clear up to 7 days out, can even go online and do your shopping. So let's say you got a big event and you need to get a bunch of items ordered. You can start a list, and then you can even add stuff to it throughout the week. And then let's say you have an item and they're out of that brand. They can substitute it for you if you want. You have to allow them to hit substitute. And they'll substitute for another brand with no upcharge. So let's say you did Great Value orange juice and they're out. They'll give you, you know,
some other brand of orange juice,
Something for the same price. So that's kind of neat. And the other thing that a lot of people worry about is, you know, well, I like to check my produce, check the eggs, make sure they're not broken, check the stuff.
Yep, I'm the same.
They are training people on that. So they go through and they make sure that the produce is a good quality. They check the expiration dates on all the cans. They make sure the eggs aren't broken. I mean, they go through and do a quality check to make sure the stuff that's coming out to you is actually good stuff.
Cool. And then do you have an option to go pick it up at a certain time and then they'll have it ready? Or
yes.
Is it?
Yes. And in fact, if you wait too long, you may not get the best pickup time that you want. So you definitely want to order ahead of time and go, okay, I can pick it up at 10 a.m. or I want to pick it up at 5 o'clock or whatever. So there's certain pickup times. And then if it proves successful, they'll add on more employees and they'll double the number of pickup times that they'll do. So they start slow just to kind of get things eased into it. But one of the other things that I think is great is, you know, someone that works with businesses in the community and jobs, is it actually is adding jobs. They're getting people in, so instead of you having a cashier, now you've got someone that's picking up all the groceries and delivering them to you. So yeah. They still are going to keep employees, and in fact, they may even add on some employees. So that's always good to hear, because, you know, we definitely want to make sure that we're helping our local community, and they're trying to do that. So.
Yeah, there's always a catch-22. I was actually reading this article about the expansion of technology and what we just don't do anymore. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, there's even kiosks, like a McDonald's kiosk,
yes,
where you don't even have to talk to anybody. You just press buttons on a board, and what seemingly would take jobs away is good to hear that Walmart's taking an initiative to kind of keep it balanced, you know,
right,
at least not lose. They may be losing jobs, but they're also gaining different positions as
right.
well.
Right. They're just getting, I mean, they've got people that are now in charge of just all kinds of different areas. So I don't feel like they're losing any of their jobs. They're just moving them to different
kind of shifting
areas.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I heard of something similar being done with a King Soopers. It's like the Kroger that is out in Colorado, or Dillon's, I guess it is here. It's very successful, very successful. So if Walmart is, if they've got the staff to do it, and it sounds like they got a great manager to lead them there, I think this is going to be a pretty good success.
Yes.
So.
Well, and that's something that I'm really excited about, because the manager is someone that's here, been here in this area for years, and understands the local
population. Yeah,
gotta
love that, because Walmart's international. I mean, it's
yes.
huge, and they could very easily think about, you know, the more of the national scale. Instead, he's thinking about here in Coffeyville.
Yes, and I think that, nothing against the previous manager, he was a really nice guy, I liked him, but yeah, he wasn't from here, and I think he kind of went a lot of corporate policies and forgetting that small town USA works a little bit different than, you know, maybe a Walmart in a big city. And so just keeping aware of those needs and making things community oriented. So.
Well, great. Yeah, I've
awesome.
Seen the paint going up. I've seen some changes being made. When is the official kickoff to that?
March 22nd.
All right.
So mark
coming
your
up.
Calendars. So also today we had Chuck McFate from First Presbyterian. Today is the last soup lunch that they're doing. It's a free soup lunch. And, of course, it's Ash Wednesday, so a lot
yes,
of churches
is.
Are having their special services today. Candace from Brown Shoe Fit, today until Saturday is the BOGO sale. Buy one, get one. I don't know if it's get one free or get one half off. She just said BOGO, so I'm not sure. But specials anyway.
Yeah, certainly hooking you
cheap
up with
shoes,
some sort of
go.
Discount.
Yeah,
yeah. They
exactly.
always are over there.
They're great. Alicia from NATO Alley and Coffeyville Printing. So they have 150th attire. So if you have some, you want to get one of those 150th shirts, they've got all kinds of different kinds. And then also, your business can place a bulk order for a discount. So let's say you want to get all of your staff a 150th shirt to wear on a certain day of the week or something. And to me, the more people in town that has that, the better. You know, it'd be nice to be able to go into every store in town and see 150th representative.
Yeah, and I've seen it plastered all over, too. I love the fact that it's going on, you know, like the town utility trucks and
mm-hmm.
work truck. I saw a big old dump truck leaving the industrial yard the other day with, boom, 150
yeah.
on the side. Yeah, plastered all over the place.
Yeah,
so.
I love that. I think that's awesome. So we definitely need to do that. And then shout out to both Alicia as well as we have Martha Bond from Keller Williams and Michaela Swindell from Simply Southern. All three of them joined my ambassador group at the Chamber. And so they're going to be representing businesses and getting involved in the community and the town. And I'm just so excited and blessed. We have a good group. So that was nice. Daryl Harbaugh from Midland Theater. So not everybody's been inside the theater as they've been making renovations. And so in April, every Sunday, except for I think on Easter, they're going to have tours open to the public. So you can come in and see what changes they've made and what they're hoping to do and just kind of get a picture of it, especially for maybe the younger generation that never got to see it in its glory before. So
that's one thing that Amberly and I, now that we've officially moved down here, are trying to do is hit, I mean, I've been to the Brown Mansion. I haven't taken the full tour of it, but we're trying to hit the staples of Coffeyville,
yeah.
and I think that's a good thing to do, especially if you're a new resident or maybe a kid growing up through a certain town. Go see what made the town,
right.
you know, stapled through it. Like
yep.
the Midland Theater certainly is, the aviation industry
mm-hmm.
around here, the Daltons. I mean, that's probably top of the list right there. Is
yeah.
That's the first thing that you know of. And then the Brown Mansion as well. Yeah, go experience it. Go check it out. And especially if they're trying to do some work to it and keep it live, you know.
Right.
Yeah, go check it out.
That's
so
great.
Very cool.
That's really good. Tamara from here at KGGF just talked about not only the royal sponsorships that you can purchase for your business, but also with the Ravens possibly going on to nationals, having that sponsorship and being able to reach out for that as well. So good advertising time right now.
Yeah, and you know, is heartbroken that we were that the Red Ravens did lose in their Jayhawk Conference tournament. I'm almost positive they're making an at-large bid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a good opportunity when they're on the national scale to get the company involved. So.
Yeah, Yvonne was there today, and she said that on Mondays when they're making the announcement from the national tournament, and she said the same thing. They're 99% sure. I mean, we've been in the top three seed this whole time.
Yep.
So we're pretty sure we're going to have a bid to be able to play at the Nationals. And
it
was heartbreaking that we lost, but two times in overtime. That's just crazy.
Yeah, well, we hadn't lost since like the 15th of December or something like that. So I think we're pretty good for the national scale.
Miss Kate's Mercantile, if you've never been down there, they have some amazing soup and sandwiches every day. Most Wednesdays, it's chicken noodle day. So she does big old batch of homemade chicken noodles, mashed potatoes, green beans, cake, you know, good stuff.
The classics.
Stop in there anytime. And then while you're waiting, there's about 20 different booths you can go shopping in. So, Jonah from Caulfield Journal, this is also a good time to advertise with print as well. They've got several programs going on, St. Patrick's Day, March Madness, severe weather, and a design ad. So just some different opportunities for your business if you're looking to advertise right now. Leanne Eggers from Public Library, spring break is next week, everybody. So, be careful of all the kids running around town. But if you need something for the kiddos, then stop by the library all week long. They're going to have activities for the kids to do. And you can get on their website and Facebook page to kind of find out more about them. So.
What a perfect week, too, because now they're going to have an extra little hour of darkness to sleep in because Sunday is the spring forward.
Right.
And it's not like, you know, I keep seeing all of these guards, which certainly be careful if you're driving out there with darker hours coming up after this Sunday. But, man, they get that whole week of more sunshine. What a selective.
Oh, I know.
What a selective week. And I think they get Friday off as well. Friday all through next week.
Yeah.
So very cool. But, you know, obviously, you know, there are going to be a lot of kids running around.
Yeah,
so might want to take them someplace.
Keep them busy. And then mark your calendars. They're going to have a book sale at the library April 25th through the 27th. So Laura Sanford, Class L to D, they're going to have a girls' night out event on April 15th. And they're going to have all kinds of just food and drinks and activities for the ladies to do. And they're also looking for vendors because they'd like to kind of make it into a business expo as well so the ladies can go do their shopping. So if you are a vendor, contact Laura at Class LTD to get signed up. Billy Solise from Caulfield Reawakening, she's part of the downtown group that's been working on just looking at some things downtown and how we can get it cleaned up and ready. Tentatively mark your calendars. March 23rd is going to be a cleanup day for downtown. Lots of different projects going to be going on that day, but we are going to need volunteers. And so if you're interested, give me a call at the chamber and I can tell you a little bit more about it. More details will be coming soon. But again, we're going to be looking for lots of volunteers just to flood the downtown area and do some cleanup.
Yeah, and again, a great group to not only be a part of, but to kind of get behind as well. I noticed one thing when I was growing up in Loveland and Fort Collins, it's, you know, they were prosperous cities. They were always growing, there was always that one, like this, those transformer boxes. There was a bunch of stuff around town that kind of gave it a gray look. And the initiative was is they hired artists or took in artists, and they painted them very bright, beautiful colors. And it's something very similar to what we see here in Copperville. There's the benches, too, some things that are painted downtown, and it's easy steps like that. Because, I mean, a big old green metal transformer in the middle of a plaza, you know what I mean, could potentially look a little dreary, but paint it up, you know, it's easy.
Exactly.
Take a little extra effort, and maybe you are an artist, and maybe you don't get paid for it, but it's an easy way for people to see your art. Right there. They're going to drive by it 100 times in the week. So just easy things that you can do to help liven up the town.
And I think that's what this group is. You know, a lot of people ask questions about, well, what are they doing and who's involved? Right now, it's mainly just kind of getting started with some cleanup, some paint, some benches, things like that. Just some small little items.
It's a good place to start.
Kind of get some momentum going and then hopefully growing into some bigger things. Yep. Really renovating some major things downtown and getting some new businesses in. But right now, just kind of starting small.
You'd be surprised how those little aesthetic things like painting a bench or refurbishing a bench by all means or, you know, putting new wood on it or simple things like that.
Yeah.
It does liven it up quite a bit. So.
Exactly. Casey and Jen from Community National Bank. So they are doing a special this week. It's a $20 Sonic giveaway. It's kind of part of their thing called Diggity Dog. It's a child savings account. Really neat. And so you kids bring in their little piggy bank and open up a savings account. And then every year they come back and measure them on their height. Every inch they grow, they give some money back to their bank account.
How about that? I would have loved that in between age 13 and 14. No
when
doubt
you did
about
shot up.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I was tiny before I hit high school. And then it was, oh, I guess I would have been 15 at that point. And then I hit freshman year of high school.
Uh-huh.
And it was just, I went straight
there it goes.
Up. So
yeah.
Be selective with
that's
you.
That's kind of neat. Joe Brooks from Salvation Army, even though it's months away, he wanted everybody to kind of start me thinking about this. They do have a summer camp in Kansas City that they take students to every year. It'll be June 25th or the 28th. And it's only $20, which you can't get that at a summer camp. Usually they're several hundred dollars.
And I was going to say, there's usually a lot more cost that comes in play with that.
But the Salvation Army sponsors it, and that's how they make it affordable. And that covers, you know, the meals, the bus trip up there, the lodging and everything. So be thinking about that, and they'll have more information out on that soon. Martha Bond, Keller Williams. So she is starting an article in the journal, probably monthly. She didn't have an exact date on it, but it'll be just some kind of realtor news and news you can use on just housing market. And she was telling us today that she's got a couple coming in from Aruba looking at some houses.
How
I was like,
that?
Well, it's going to be a little bit of a weather shock.
Yeah, seriously, a culture shock, weather shock, a little bit of all of the above right there. But yeah, we have a very interesting house market. I love speaking with Jessica Hensley or really any of the agents, brokers around here. It's a lot of information that could really easily go over your head. So it's good to
good
to find places to get that info.
Exactly. Kathy Hetty from Windsor Assisted Living. Just kind of a shout out to the people that have come and visited their residence and just an open invitation for the community. Their residents love having visitors, whether it's someone that comes in and plays an instrument or shares some talent that they have. Maybe it's someone that comes in and is talking about their organization during coffee time. They have coffee time. But they just love having visitors come in and talk and just share what's going on in the community and share their talents. So always looking for that. Also, don't forget, April 6th, they're going to be doing a murder mystery dinner theater. So you can call Kathy at Windsor Assisted Living and to find out more about the tickets on that.
Cool.
Sonic today, $1 hot dogs.
All right. Gotta love those snooze bulletins like that.
Usually it's the corn dogs, but today it's the hot dogs. $1, no limit. So.
Oh, no limit, too. My God. you just had to add that. Now my lunch menu is completely changed.
Oh, my gosh.
Day.
Yes. Michaela from Simply Southern. So they have a lot of cowhide products that unbelievably are just flying off the shelf. People are just going crazy about them. Everything from purses to table runners and everything. So, and they started a Facebook group called Cowhide Capital because a lot of the men like, I guess, cowhide products, but they don't want to be on a girly site looking at all the, you know,
so
shirts.
They found kind of a gender neutral way to go
so
around
that.
One.
So
I
you
see.
Can get on there and find out about all their products they have. So, and then the last thing we had today, which was just wonderful to be able to experience, Trevor Roy, who's the Youth of the Year for the Boys and Girls Club, and he's going March 19th to the 22nd to compete at state. He gave, he practiced his state speech, which is one of many things they have to do during the competition. There's different categories of things they have to do, but one of them is to give a speech. And so he practiced with our group today, and oh my goodness, what a talented man and what heart he has. And he just was such a kind and smart kid, and so glad he's representing Coffeyville.
Yeah, what a boss, too. I mean, being so young and being so comfortable with public speaking.
Yeah.
That was one thing that I always kind of gave myself a pat on the back with, was I was always the one in front of the crowd or in front of the mic, wherever it was. It didn't matter, but it takes quite a bit to get up on stage.
That's a lot of nerves,
and that's just one aspect of what he has to do,
right,
as well.
Exactly. So that was great.
Awesome. Well, Candy, again speaking with Candy Westbrook, the director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Any news out of the chamber that our listeners need to know about? Are you guys just kind of rolling with the punches now that Mardi Gras is over?
Yeah, Mardi Gras is done. So now, really, the next few weeks is just working on 150th activities, Coffeyville reawakening activities, I guess that's the biggest thing. Oh, next week we will be gone at spring break. We're not going to have a CNN. There's too much going on that week, so You guys will have to miss me for the week.
Well, we will check in with you on the 20th then. The 20th of March. Yeah, next week, spring break, no CNN, lots of things as well. The Reawakening Group, that's something to be involved with. The Chamber as well. And Candy, what's a good phone number for people to call to get information?
Anytime you have any questions about anything going on in town, you can call me at 251-2550.
Again, that's Candy Westbrook, Director of the Chamber of Commerce here in Coffeyville. Candy, not next week, but we'll check in with you on the 20th.
Okay, sounds great.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.